ask a black woman, what does she think about the 2018 Oscars? Here you go. And I'm going to give it to you in no particular order of importance. I want to start with Tiffany Haddish and Maya Rudolph. I absolutely loved their combination. First of all, because Tiffany has this certain raw, authentic appeal to her that I think mirrors my own. Even for the Oscars, there is no sign of her trying to be demure or trying to blend in to come off to be something that she is not. Tiffany was just herself on the red carpet and off. Did you see her being interviewed by Michael Strayhorn? And then her seeing her artistic muse, actress Meryl Streep, how she hopped over those ropes and she curtsied in front of her. And then when she got up there to do her presentation thing with Maya, she made a sister girl request to her, saying, "Hey, I want you to play my mama, to Meryl Streep. Let's get this money." And then to continue on with her exchange and how her and Maya Rudolph got down, loved it. Maya Rudolph was the perfect compliment to her funny, upbeat, offbeat brand of black girl joy, just exuberant. And you can see the gratitude in her dream coming true. And I just love the way they did, the fact that they came out and with their joke, which had all of the truth in it, saying, y'all think this is too black. Y'all just wait. It's plenty more white people. Love that whole bit and skit. I don't know who wrote it, whose idea it was, but it was the perfect thing to put on those two. Love, love, loved it. I really liked Serena's commercial, just the whole mode of it, the theme of it, how it ended with there's no wrong way to be a woman. I like it. It was so poignant for her. We all know the jabs and the stabs that have been taken at her for her full figuredness, even though she has a body, an Amazon body that she works very hard to maintain. It's just a machine and what it can do, how she dominates her craft. And they found all the ways in the world to demean this black woman of her caliber. And I like the way that commercial was written for her. And it was just on point. So those so far, we got two in the bucket for my Oscar moments that matter to me as a black woman. Let's keep it moving. I liked Lena Waithe doing the voiceover on AT&T. I'm just loving the sister in securing the bag, even outside of her acting and her directing The Chi. Sister is being heard, not even seen, but even just heard, and securing the bag on the AT&T commercial. I like the fact that there was that Samsung commercial that had Issa Rae at the table, and her quote was, "Make something awkward." I like the fact that Dee Reese was seen twice in that same commercial. The first time she said, "Make them regret they ever passed over you." And then how she closed out with, "You might make history." So I'm loving seeing again the sister make coin, maximizing the moment, even though they've been putting their work for years, their tenacity knows no bounds. But now they're optimizing their name right now, getting that coin and just looking stunning while they're doing it. Now, I also want to talk about Kobe Bryant. He stood out to me because he won. First of all, he was the first NBA player to be nominated for an Oscar. Okay. And furthermore, he won it for writing this animation called Dear Basketball. And when I looked at Kobe Bryant winning this, it made me think of how fantastic and what a message it was behind not being a one-trick pony. This man has dominated his craft in basketball and then turns around and gets an Oscar. An Oscar. you know, something totally left, if you will. Now, I didn't know that the brother was writing in that capacity. I didn't know that he was writing animation. I know nothing of the sort, but think of all the other people who write stuff animation. Ain't everybody ain't just turn around and win an Oscar every doggone day. And so I like that as a black woman, that brother is securing the bag and dominating and getting one of the highest honors in a totally different field, totally different from what we know him to dominate. So shout out to Kobe. And of course, how could I forget the fact that Jordan Peele did get Best Director for the what I'm already calling the legendary and classic film, Get Out. Again, this is for Jordan. I like the fact that he was the first black man to get it, this Best Director's Oscar. But I like the fact that there's a message in him winning this, right? For me, it's the message of no limits. Like, what if he said he went back and kept trying to rewrite this thing for years, and there was something in his mind that doubted the fact that it could be picked up and it would get to where it would get seen. And I always think, what if Jordan Peele had limited himself to saying, I'm just an actor. What if he never saw himself as a writer? What if he never saw himself as a director? What if he never believed that in himself enough to just finish the writing, to see what the final draft could be for this this piece of art that was pushing so many boundaries and that had never been done in this capacity? For me, Jordan Peele's message of winning this shouts volumes to me about no limits. Don't limit yourself and to push. Okay. One more thing. I know there was plenty of red carpet looks that everybody wanted to had a lot of commentary on. But I gotta say, my fave is gonna go to Tiffany Haddish. And here's the thing, I don't know enough about Tiffany Haddish. Hell, I didn't even see her in that her breakout film with my future husband, baby daddy, Kofi. I didn't even see the movie, but I'm liking the fact that this woman has got her shot after putting in years of work and all that she's been through. So anyway, the reason why I bring her up again actually is because I'm going to give her Best Dress because of the symbolic reason behind her wearing her authentic Eritrean dress from head to toe. She wore something that was culturally representative of her. Her dad was from Eritrea, and so that makes her half Eritrean, excuse me. And she promised him, made a promise. He asked her that if she ever made it to the Oscars, that she would wear, represent her heritage. And that's exactly what she did. And I like that. I love that. The fact she knows her heritage, for one, that's not a given for most black women. But the fact that she made it to the Oscars is something. It was her dream come true, and she wore something that had meaning for her and her lineage and all of that sort of thing. And I thought it was just fantastic. So on top of it being representing her heritage, it was also her fulfilling a promise for her dad. And so that's how I'm going to close it out. These are the things, just a few of the things that stood out to me, the highlights, if you will, because yours truly doesn't even watch award shows. I thought I would just poke my head in the room and see. And I really didn't think I would watch more than 5 minutes of it. I just don't do those things. But the more I watch, the more entertained I was. And I really enjoyed. I watched it up until probably the last 10 minutes. And I was like, I got to cut this TV off. It's just not my bag. And I really enjoyed it. I must say, you know, I do recognize the change from Oscar So White from a few years ago to this being quite woke. You know, a couple of my hometown people were seen on the commercials. They had a lot of the music That was very symbolic to the movements that are going on now with, you know, Me Too and all of those things. And so it was a very conscious, very artistic, political, charged ceremony in a lot of ways. It was good to watch, even though I was rooting for everybody black and not everybody black got it. Like, my heart broke over David Kaluuya not getting for Get Out. Like, what was that about? That's my commentary. And what you rocking with, what you ain't rocking with, what you want to add to it about the Oscars in 2018. It's just my two pence as a black woman. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.